Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you. Global voices.
Global voices.
Plastic surgery. Seriously. People, why would you want to do that? God gave you such a great body, such a great nose, maybe great lips, but you just try to look at yourself from a different point of view. You have something different from other people. Why would you want to change that?
If people want to have bigger eyes or bigger boobs, or they want to look more pretty, it's their right, as long as they can afford to pay and they look good, they think they look good. I think that's most important.
I think it does matter if we eat things we know are bad for us, because we do know that they're bad for us and they have usually bad effects on our health. But things that are bad for us usually taste the best. For example, a hamburger or a pizza, it's so greasy, but it tastes really just so good. In contrast to a salad, which tastes maybe just like grass. So we really just know that these things are bad for us, but we cannot resist them.
I think exercise is definitely good for your health. We are living in a world where there's a lot of junk food, which is, of course, very tasty, so therefore we end up eating a lot of it. In order to keep, you know, healthy, as well as eating junk food, I think you need exercise to keep a balance.
Global voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.